Welcome, 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 everyone. Ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between. This is episode 4 of Tony's Political Ramblings. Today we're going to take a look at the filibuster, sort of its history, what its status is, how it came about, where it stands now, and why people want to get rid of it, and why people don't. So, very briefly, what is it exactly? So it's a Senate rule, and that's important here, because it's not a law, it's not an executive order, it's not a Supreme Court decision. It's a Senate House rule. It is the congressional equivalent to Casual Friday or a new rule in King's Cup. You know, the only reason it's still there is because the people who are in the room have decided that it will still keep going on. But anyway, It started up way back in 1806, actually, when Vice President at the time, Aaron Burr, a name that will sound familiar to Hamilton fans, I believe, he decided that he put forth the idea that a simple majority, which would mean 50% basically, agreeing on something is not enough. And the idea would be is that you would need a more unified, larger front in order to really represent the will of the people. And so this was passed. This was adopted, you know, in 1806. People didn't really have much of an issue with it. And it really wasn't used all that much throughout its history, especially early on, even once it was adopted. People didn't use it because senators from the North didn't really want the South seceding, though that ended up happening anyway. It wasn't because of the filibuster. So there's that at least. So where it stands now, however, that's a different story. In the last 10, 15 years, it's just been abused by the minority party in the Senate. And it started really a lot with Republicans in the 2000s and 2010s. During Barack Obama's presidency, pretty much any major bill, Affordable Care Act, stimulus bills, they would get shot down every time unless the bill was changed enough to get some of the more moderate Republicans to flip and sign the bill anyway. And in the case of the ACA, you ended up losing the public option for health care, which was a very big and fundamental provision of the bill that could not go through because they could not secure enough bipartisan support for it. So it makes it a lot more difficult for Congress on the whole to pass any kind of bill. You need 60 votes, and very rarely does it happen where you get 60 members of one party holding that strong of a majority in the Senate. So it makes it really hard to get that to happen. And so, like I said, this has really slowed the legislative process to a crawl in the last few years. It's made it really difficult for things to get passed. And even during the Trump administration, the Democrats in the Senate did use the filibuster a lot. And it's almost something akin to minority rule. Even though, even in the case of we'll just say, a 52-48 Senate, the 48 that can filibuster technically are shooting down a bill, and they don't even have to defend why they're shooting it down. They don't even have to keep talking about it as a I believe a spoken filibuster would require. They're literally just saying, no, we don't want to pass this bill. Sorry. So that is 48 out of 50 deciding what the 52 out of 50 propose, or the fate of that 52 out of 50's bill. So it's not really a 52 out of 100, sorry. It's the minority telling the majority what to do, fundamentally. So that's one of the arguments for getting rid of it. It's the minority telling the majority what to do. You know, even in a Senate that is as narrow as our current one, which is technically 50-50, but part of that falls to who the vice president is, and the vice president becomes the tie-breaking vote. So now the Democrats do have majority in the Senate, but they don't have enough to get the 60-vote threshold for the filibuster, which makes things very difficult to pass. And so one of the arguments that I hear as a counter to this, getting rid of the filibuster, it's like, oh, well, whoever the ruling party, the majority party would be, would get free rein to do whatever they want. And they'd get to pass all these kind of laws. And my response to that is, isn't that the point? Isn't the point of Congress and the Senate to pass laws? You know, to me, it just doesn't make any sense. Even if it is the party that I don't want running things, that would represent the consent of the governed, which is kind of the point. You know, even if I don't agree with it personally, it's kind of the point. It's just, to me, it's something that you got to get rid of. And especially with the bills that are trying to be passed right now, during this early stage of the Biden administration, you have the infrastructure bill that's going to fundamentally change the way we travel in the U.S. for the better, and it's going to create all kinds of jobs. But anyway, this isn't a pitch for that. You have that. You have a police reform bill that would ban things like chokeholds in all police departments across the U.S. I mean, that's pretty fundamental. And most importantly, you have a voting rights bill that will work to undo any sort of state legislature action to curb the right to vote. So these are the three very important bills that are trying to get passed right now that have a pretty much universal benefit to all of America. But it is the minority party telling the majority that they can't pass it. And so that, in principle, is why the filibuster should go. We are not an autocracy. We are not an oligarchy. America is a constitutional republic that is fundamentally based on democracy, where one vote equals one vote, and the majority decides how things go. And that's that. So that was episode 4 of Tony's Political Ramblings. Please let me know what you thought, if you have any sort of feedback. And if you like what you're hearing so far, please check out some of my other podcasts, and I'll be sure to keep these going up every once in a while or whenever I have the time. So thanks for watching. Bye.